Now, there's a row going on over the renaming of a bridge in Enniscrone in memory of an IRA volunteer. Thomas Howley was shot dead by the Black and Tans in 1921. And there is a proposal from the Thomas Howley Commemorative Committee to name the bridge over the Bella Wadi River after him. But it's understood that the Enniscrone and District Community Council have suggested an alternative way of remembering Thomas Howley, but not renaming the bridge in his honour. And this spilled into a row at this week's meeting of Sligo County Council, and whether procedures in naming this bridge was in accordance with the work of the council's place name committee. And there were some strong words exchanged at the meeting. We've got an interesting email from an Enniscrone resident in relation to this, objecting to the prospect of the bridge being renamed after an IRA volunteer. Sinn Féin Sligo councillor Arthur Gibbons is on the line. Good morning to you, councillor.
Good morning.
You think it's right and proper and fitting that the bridge be renamed in honour of Thomas Howley?
No, just a wee bit of history. 100th anniversary of Thomas Howley is coming up this year. Enniscrone, it was seen fitting by the committee. I found out about this action, or that the committee was getting together to put this proposal forward, was to name the bridge. And the reason for it is because the bridge is very close to where Thomas Howley was born and reared. The one thing that I'd like to say in relation to it, and people seem to forget, that Thomas Howley is one of our patriots that brought about the freedom of this country that we have at the moment, that every single one of us enjoy. And I think it is a very wrong thing that anybody would have an objection to a bridge in his own local village being called after him. Now, the procedures with all of this, it went through the right procedures. I know my party colleague, Thomas Healy, brought it to the council meeting. The council put it forward to the place names committee. They put it to them, who is a subcommittee of the county council. It is up to that subcommittee to bring it back for approval, for sanction, to the main council meeting, which happened. Now, this was done last September when Thomas Healy brought this motion through.
Okay, but the place names committee, just to clarify, the place names committee will be made up of councillors, isn't that right?
It's made up of councillors.
Yeah.
I do remember this much. The one thing, and I'd like to make this point in relation to it. It's the naming of a bridge. There is 7 elected representatives representing that whole area, 7 councillors, who has a mandate by the people to speak on behalf of the people. And there was a decision made at the council, which them 7 councillors were involved in, and it was to name that. Some of them had problems with it. They wanted to go back to this community council.
Yeah.
Now, community council, I have no problem with full consultation with a community council. If it was a road being built through their area that was going to impede life, if it was some development that was going into the area that they felt that wasn't, it's the naming of a bridge of one of our patriot people that brought around the freedom of this
okay. So are you saying that the local residents in Enniscrone shouldn't be consulted or have a say on this at all?
No, the local residents in Enniscrone gave their councillors the mandate. That's why they elected them. It is the naming of a bridge. It is not putting in any massive development. And Niall, I was going to stay out of this argument the other evening until I heard a colleague, Thomas Walsh of the Fine Gael party, turn around and class it like something out of Russia. Now, personally, myself, I know very little about Russia. I'm sure he knows an awful lot more. But is he trying to say that Fine Gael is actually anti-Russia, or is it just the fact that we don't hear of any housing crisis within Russia?
Okay, well, what he said at the meeting was, it was not a public representative's job to dictate the naming of a bridge in a locality. This isn't Russia, he said.
There's nobody dictating anything. It went through the right procedures. It is going through the right procedures. And the one aspect that we are missing out on here, this was one of the people, this young man gave his life at 18 years of age to bring around the British rule in this country. He sacrificed his life for it. And I cannot understand how any individual would have a problem with the name in his own local village.
Okay, well, quite a number of residents have a problem with it, apparently. And there was a meeting, I understand, last night of the Enniscrone and District Community Council on this very issue. Can I just read the contents of a very quick email we got this morning? This is a local resident in Enniscrone as follows. He says, I and a great many other people in Enniscrone object to the naming of the bridge in Enniscrone after the IRA volunteer Thomas Howley. There's no necessity for it, as no other locations or streets or estates in the town are named after individuals. We have no necessity to start such a trend now. Personally, I do not consider Thomas Howley to have enough merit to justify naming the bridge after him. In my opinion, his actions were neither heroic nor gallant. On the night of the 25th of May 1921, he, along with two other IRA volunteers, participated in an ambush of the RIC District Inspector White and his wife. They failed in their assassination attempt. The IRA volunteers' hideout was quickly found by the RIC and Crown forces the following morning, and instead of defending their position, they ran away, and Thomas Howley was mortally wounded while the other two volunteers escaped. The only significant value of the unfortunate death of Thomas Howley was the large showing of IRA support at his funeral and an even larger turnout of Crown forces. Thomas Howley already has a very prominent memorial in Kilglass Graveyard and can be remembered there. There is no need to impose his memory upon a bridge in Enniscrone. It will be of no benefit to the people of Enniscrone. The commemoration committee's claim that the bridge will become a tourist attraction is ridiculous waffle.
Niall, can I just come back in on that? And I would be ashamed of my life ever to be associated with a person that wrote a statement about that, about a young man of 18 years of age that gave his young life for Irish freedom that every one of us is enjoying today. The fact that the bridge, the America's 100th anniversary to be called after him, and for somebody in a community council to put a statement like that together, you know, that has all the traces of, that is all the traces of what I brought up the other day at the meeting. And that had to be one of those people that wanted to go away and get the likes of the Black and Tans and the RIC commemorated not that long ago as heroes in this country. The RIC and the Black and Tans in this country and the British Army had British uniforms on them on Irish soil. The young men and women in this country took a battle on against the most powerful force in the world, was the British Army, and that they took on that against the British forces. And if they did run away, and it was, regardless of what, he was 18 years of age, he didn't have to do what he'd done. He believed in Irish freedom. That's what kept his flame burning, the same as all the rest. And I believe myself that it's a disgrace that anybody would release a statement like that. You know what? I'm serious in relation to this, and this is not an attack on any individualists. Whoever wrote that statement, definitely. But this is not an attack on the people of Enniscrone under no circumstances. But do you know what? There's still a lot of British support hidden out there within this country.
Okay, well,
as Irish people, I'm sorry, Niall, for a statement like that, that is disgusting. That is the lowest form for somebody, remember this much, 1921, before we got our independence, this was the fight for independence. This is what brought around this. Do you know something, Niall? And I'm serious in relation to how somebody that called themselves an Irish person could release a statement like that. And people can turn around and say, oh, the RIC done their job. They put on a British uniform. That's the reality to it. I tell you this much. They went out there and they burnt homes, they murdered, they killed. There was 800 years of British rule in this country until them young men and women went out and took up arms against them and forced them. Niall, I'm serious, and I, in disbelief that somebody had come into my country, or that was raised in this country, and come out with a statement like that and think they're speaking for the community. They're not speaking for the community. Reality to it. Like it or lump it, this is County Sligo. It's in the Republic of Ireland. And the Republic of Ireland was brought about, regardless of what anybody says, was by the War of Independence that these young people lost their lives.
Okay, well,
and I will make it clear here, Niall, before you just... And I'll come back to you on another thing in a minute. My organisation, Sinn Féin, we don't commemorate these people when it's popular. We commemorate the likes of Thomas Howley every year. We don't jump on a bandwagon like the other parties do and say, oh, it's the 50th anniversary or the 75th or the 100th anniversary. Let's make a big thing out there and show our respect to these people. We commemorate these people every year. Every year we're a Kilglass Cemetery.
Okay, well, there obviously is... there obviously is some dissent in Enniscrone, no doubt about it. There wouldn't be meetings and we wouldn't have statements like that if everybody agreed with what's going on. So what is going to happen? You've explained to us the procedure of the Place Names Committee. So what happens here? Is the bridge going to be renamed the Thomas Howley Bridge or not?
It'll come back to a vote on the council on Monday. And I will tell you this much. It'll be interesting to count the councillors who has a mandate on behalf of that whole area. Not four or five or six people, but that they have a mandate on behalf of all the people in West Sligo. And it'd be interesting to see how they'll vote. And remember this much, Niall. What's the sense in giving the councillor that sort of power, that he has a mandate, that you give him your vote, and then he's going to run back to you with every bloody well wish-wash bloody well decision that's been made. As I says, I have no problem with anything that implements, that's going to inflict hardship on anybody's life, let it be through roads, bad planning, whatever else, and that a community comes together. But the naming of a bridge. Now, I'll tell you, Niall, in fairness, you look at the response, right, that Martin Savage got there only a couple of years ago at Ballysadare, and you look at the nation was fixated on the renaming of that bridge there after their hero, their local community got together behind it. And they were proud to have their bridge called after Martin Savage and what he stood for. And here we have a couple of handful of people up here, right? And it's probably only one or two that's dictating the lot.
Well, that's what it comes down to. It's just how is it a handful, or is it, as our texter or emailer suggests, a great number of people objecting to this?
Let them stand up and be counted, Niall. You know what? I stand up as an Irish man, and I'm sure you do, and I'm sure most of your listeners do out there. And I think we have a massive debt to pay to the likes of those that gave their life so that the rest of us could have freedom. And I think myself that it's very disingenuous for anybody to hide behind a committee to try and push their anti-Irish sentiment through. I'm serious. I wonder what these people would have turned up, and they'd been probably there with their bloody well poppy stuck to their chest if it was a thing that we were bloody well commemorating, the bloody well RIC or the Black and Tans, like what the Fine Gael government wanted to do. Thomas Walsh's party. But the one thing, and I will say it in relation to it now, I'm an Irish man. My kids, my people, everybody belongs to me, is Irish. I'm very proud of it. And you know what, Niall? I had members of my family served in the British Army, and they respect, and I know they'd respect everything that I say here today in relation to it.
All right, okay.
You put on a British uniform, that's the country you represent. You don't represent Ireland, and I feel very, very hurt in relation to it. But now, just going back to the other aspect, I want to know in relation to the remark that was made in relation to Russia. Is Fine Gael anti-Russian? Because to come along and try and class the politics of another country with Ireland is very wrong.